This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Governor Polis is asking Coloradans to help enforce safety standards to limit the spread of coronavirus. He said Monday that local health departments and law enforcement can't monitor businesses every day to make sure they're following the rules. He said the public are the state's eyes and ears.
If you see establishments that are not taking the proper precautions and are disobeying the public health order and violating the laws of the state of Colorado, putting you and others at risk, report them to the local public health agency and the Attorney General's office.
Denver is dipping into reserve money to help with its pandemic response. Denver City Council approved taking $17 million from taxpayer Bill of Rights reserve money to help with shelter costs and medical supplies. The city will have to restore those reserves next year. The state Supreme Court will hear a case to determine which candidates will be on the Democratic primary ballot for U.S. Senate. CPR's Benta Berkland has more.
A Denver district judge ordered the Colorado Secretary of State, Jenna Griswold, to place Michelle Ferrigno-Warren on the Democratic Senate primary ballot, even though the candidate didn't turn in enough valid signatures. The judge ruled that Ferrigno-Warren's signature gathering efforts could be considered sufficient to qualify for the primary ballot because of the extraordinary circumstances of the COVID-19 pandemic. She only collected half of the required signatures. Griswold has appealed the decision and says there must be a uniform standard. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
Parts of Colorado have high fire danger this afternoon. There are red flag warnings from Fort Collins to Pueblo into this evening. This is CPR News.